ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। तो वर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10-10 चैप्टर 11 एंड आई थिंक दिस इज वर्स 17 बट 15 एंड 16 दे डोंट हैव पर्पोर्ट सो जस्ट रीड द संस्कृत वन एंड देन टेक्स्ट 15। कृष्ण कृष्ण अरविंदाक्ष ताते एहि स्तनं पिब अलं विहारैक्षुत सुदांतो क्रीडा शांतोऽसि पुत्रक। कृष्ण कृष्ण अरविंदाक्ष ओ कृष्णा माय सन लोटस आइड कृष्णा तात ओ डार्लिंग एहि कम हियर स्तनं द मिल्क ऑफ माय ब्रेस्ट पिब ड्रिंक अलं Viharei, after this there is no necessity of playing. Kshuktanta, tired because of hunger. Krida, shanta, fatigued from playing. Asi, you must be putrak, O my son. Translation, Mother Yashoda said, my dear son Krishna, lotus-eyed Krishna, come here and drink the milk of my breast. My dear darling, you must be very tired because of hunger and the fatigue of playing too long. There is no need to play anymore. He Rama gachha tatashu sanujay kulanandana pratareva kritaharas tad bhavan bhoktum harati. He Ram, my dear son Balaram, आगच्छ, please come here. तात, my dear darling, आशव, immediately, स अनुजह, with your younger brother, कुलनंदन, the great hope of our family, प्रात एव, certainly in the morning, कृत आहार, have taken your breakfast. तत, therefore, भवान, you, भोक्तुम to eat, something more, arhasi deserve. My dear Baladev, best of our family, please come immediately with your younger brother Krishna. You both ate in the morning and now you ought to eat something more. Text 17. Pratikshate Tvam Dashara Bhokshamana व्रजाधिप एहि आव्यो प्रियं धेहि स्वग्रहान यात बालकाः इक्षते इज वेटिंग त्वाम फॉर बोथ ऑफ यू कृष्णा एंड बलराम. Dasharha, O Balaram, Bhokshamanaha, desiring to eat. Prajadhipaha, the king of Vraja, Nanda Maharaj, Ehi, come here. Avyo our priyam pleasure. Dehi just consider. Swagrahan to their respective homes. Yata let them go. Balakaha the other boys. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nanda Maharaj, the king of Vraja, is now waiting to eat. Oh my dear son Balaram, he is waiting for you. Therefore, come back to please us. All the boys playing with you and Krishna should go now, go to their homes. Please repeat. Nanda Maharaj, the king of Vraja, is now waiting to eat. Oh my dear son Balaram, he is waiting for you. Therefore, come back to please us. All the boys playing with you and Krishna should now go to their homes. Purport. It appears that Nanda Maharaj regularly took his food with his two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Yashoda told the other boys, now you should go to your homes. Father and son generally sit together, so mother Yashoda requested Krishna and Balaram to return, and she advised the other boys to go home so that their parents would not have to wait for them. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshe Tarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jai Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So just after Janmashtami, we celebrated Srila Prabhupada's 125th Vyas Puja, which falls on Andosav Day. And today also it's an important day. According to English calendar, Srila Prabhupada appeared on 1st of September 1896. And today, as Loknath Maharaj mentioned, we are starting the annual celebration of Srila Prabhupada's appearance. And I think it's inaugurated, going to be inaugurated by Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi. And then they also issue a silver coin of Srila Prabhupada in honor of Srila Prabhupada's appearance in this world. So this is the 10th canto, which we know it's very confidential part. I have to understand Krishna, and for that Vyasadev has given us 1 to 9 canto. And then on 10th canto, he described the pastimes of Krishna. This chapter has about 59 verses. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki, Krishna Balaram Ki, Dalita Vishaka Sahita Radha Shyam Sundar Ki. So this chapter 11 has about 59 verses, and it describes the pastimes, childhood pastimes of Krishna. Beginning from how Nanda Maharaj, when he found that Krishna was tied up with a mortar, he came. And actually he came by hearing the falling of the Yamalarjun trees. And it mentioned Nirghat Bhay Shankita. It means, Nirghat means thunderbolt. And with assuming that there must be some falling of thunderbolt, that he was very much worried, Ashankita. So Nanda Maharaj, he came and he saw that Krishna was in between the two Arjun trees. And other elderly gopis also came. But we could not understand how this tree fell. Boys, little boys were playing there. Bole, yes, yes, this Kanhaiya was tied on the mortar. He is the cause. And we also saw there were two nicely decorated person came from the tree. But the gopis, the cowherd boys, they did not believe. And he says, so after all his kids, but although they have seen the killing of demons before, but out of paternal affection, they still, Yashoda Maiya or Nanda Baba, only consider Krishna as their own son. They were mentioning that it was Gargamuni came, he was equal to Narayan, but they, at the same time, because of the pastimes of Krishna, both very surprised and filled with joy due to their paternal affection. And just like this leela of breaking of Himalayan trees, they could not believe. So actually, they were in the, we should say, sanshaya, dilemma. That on one hand, he is equal to Narayan, and on the other hand, this is a small children. So actually, if we want to understand Krishna, asanshayam samabroma, yatha yashita shum, then we have to hear from Krishna himself, as is mentioning in Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, if there is doubt, sanshaya, then you won't be able to understand who Krishna is. Janma karma chame divyam, yome veti tattvada, tattvataha. So actually you have to understand Krishna, and as a result of that, what will happen, that tektva deham. After giving up this body, we are not going to come back. But how can we understand Krishna factually? It is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan chashmi tattvatah. Same words used, tattvatah. By bhaktya, devotional service, not by jnaniya or yogya. So, to understand Krishna, you have to take shelter of devotional service. And when we speak of devotional service, service is the root, as we call dharma. Dharma comes from the word dhri, which is a root word, which means to serve, means we have to sustain the thing which cannot be taken away from the living entity. For example, the dharma of fire is light and heat. If we take these two from fire, it means no more fire. Similarly, for the water, the dharma is the liquidity. Similarly, as Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Jaiva Dharma, that this dharma of living entity is to serve, service. Srila Prabhupada once wrote me when I was in Glasgow that although you are mixing with all types of students, should wear tilak and kanti and distribute. I used to go to Hindu temple for giving lecture. At the same time he said, always try to give some service, because service is the life and soul. We should not think that we have enough served, now we can take retirement. Krishna is unlimited, so his service is also unlimited. There was no excuse that if you have money, then only we can serve Krishna. Krishna does not need your money. He is full with the six opulences. So how we can serve? Just like in when we take bath in Jamuna or Ganges, we are worshipping Ganges by taking the water from the Jamuna and again offering it back. Similarly, to serve Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. Isha vas midam sarvam. So, same thing, as Krishna has bound Nanda Maharaj Yashoda with paternal affection, similarly, he also binds, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport earlier, the living entity, giving him mattapa mohanam cha smritim jnanam. Remembrance come from him, and also the ignorance also come from him. Everything is, the source is Krishna. Janma adhyasya to anvayat itaradasya tarteshu abhigya swarat. Everything is born. Krishna also says, aham sarvasya prabho matya sarvam pravartate. From him, Krishna Prabhupada also wrote in this letter about mentioning that how Vidya Sarup Damodar Maharaj at that time Prabhu, he has talked further that how the life comes out of life. Simply, we know it and we have to present in the scientific words to convince the scientists, and that's Bhakti Yoga Institute is doing. So, the speciality of Krishna's Bal Leela, because although Narayan and Krishna is almost on the same level, but the qualities like Bal Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Velu Madhuri, playing of the flute, is only possible in Krishna. Narayan is not playing the flute. Similarly, all childhood pastimes, which are only meant to be relished by devotees, is only carried in the Krishna himself. And also, the Krishna, when he sees the service, he sees the attitude. As he says, patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati. Bhaktya, with devotion we have to offer. We can see the example of Vidura and Duryodhan. When Krishna went to Hastinapur, Duryodhana also invited him for the prasadam, and he thought, I have made so many types of dishes, Krishna will definitely come to me. But he was so puffed up with a false prestige. So Krishna knew the heart. So instead of going to Duryodhana, he went to Vidur's house, and Vidurani was so happy to see Krishna. She began to think how to receive him, what to give him. That time they were having the bananas, and she was so much overwhelmed with the love that she began to give the skin to Krishna and throwing the inside portion. And Krishna was so kind to his devotees, and he was eating skin, and he said, oh, so delicious, so delicious. So when Vidur came from outside, she said, are you mad? What are you doing? You are giving the skin to eat Krishna and throwing the inside portion. Then she just realized. Similarly, next example is Sudama Brahman. He never wanted to go to see Krishna for material benefit, but his wife insisted that please go, at least with your boyhood friend. So Krishna, Sudama went after a lot of hesitation, and even the doorkeeper, they were not allowing him. But when Krishna heard, he came barefoot running. And again, Sudama, he just gave 3 palms of rice. That was also not from his house. His wife collected from the neighbors. But Krishna in turn gave him the opulence of all the 3 worlds. In fact, Rukmini ji, she caught the hand of Krishna that if you give everything, then where we are going to live now. So that is the beauty of devotional service. Krishna is Ajit. Nobody can conquer Krishna. But he becomes conquered. For example, here also we have seen gopis. They say, okay, we'll give you sweetmeat, just dance. Dance first and take it. And Krishna was dancing like, its word comes, Daru Yantravat, like the puppet. He was dancing like that. Srila Prabhupada also mentioned in his poem that Kashtera Putali, Nachao Nachao Prabhu, Nachao Yehi Mate. It's up to you to make me dance and dance as you wish. Because he said, I don't know why you brought me to this place of ignorance. Savai Achan. But he said, the Katha of Vasudev is so potent that is going to take their miseries and make them happy. So, main thing is devotion, as Krishna says. Because sometimes people argue us that with devotion, we can give to Krishna, say, wine or meat, but it is not devotion. If you are disobeying, then where is the devotion? Suppose I say, give me a glass of milk and you give me a glass of water, but that is not devotion. So we have to understand what Krishna wants. As I mentioned, Krishna does not need anything. But if you are not offering to Krishna, then become thief. We are utilizing sunlight, air, but we are not acknowledging, then we are thieves. And the thief means we have to be arrested, punished in this material world. Because this material world is not the place for the gentleman. And we should make the best bargain of this opportunity. It's just like prison house, karagar. So, the best type of charity or upakar are one which devotees are doing. Because in prison house, some rich man comes, he distributes blanket, some comes, he distributes food, but still prisoners are inside the prison house. And one person comes and says, why you are inside the prison house, come out. So that is the greatest well-wisher. So Krishna is also Bhoktaram Ektapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Srihudam Sarvabhutanam. He is the well-wisher of all Bhutanam. Not only human being, but all types of living entities in this material world. Similarly, devotees, they see that how the peoples are suffering. Although they are suffering, but they don't realize. Just like Indra, when he became, took birth in the hawk family, and Brahma came to take him, he said, no, I don't want to go to heaven. I'm happy with my family members. So Brahmaji killed their family members. So that is the potency of Maya. The two types of what she works, prakshepatmika, means it throws in the material world, and avaratmika, avaran, she covers us. So in this way, we have to see that how we can get rid of this mrityu, janma mrityu chakra. Even Sripa Shankaracharya, when he was leaving his body, he was chanting bhaja govindam, govindam bhaja mulmate. The devil said, what you are talking about? You know, entire life you said we are the Brahma, there is no difference, but now you said, he said, now take him away so that I can leave my body. So actually Lord Shiva, he is a prachanna form, because there was a purpose of Shankaracharya to draw away the Buddhism from outside India, from that side to Impersonalism. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave us the devotional service, and he also ordered us to everyone, Bharat Bhumi Te Haile Manushya Janma Jar Janma Sarthak Kar Kari Parupkar. So one was taken the birth as a human being, not as a cats and dogs. He should make his life useful, of meaningful, Sarthak Kari Parupkar. So greatest Parupkar is to distribute this knowledge, because with the help of knowledge we can be able to understand who am I, who Krishna is, where I am going to go, birth, death, old age, disease. Nobody wants to get old, old age is there. Nobody wants to die, death is there. So where is the happiness? In fact, this is Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. This is the house of miseries, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, and three types of klesh, adhyatmik, adi bhautik, adi devik. So we have to take this out. So similarly, as we mentioned in this shloka, that first Mother Roni went to call these naughty boys, but Krishna and Balaram did not hear them. Although she was ajohavit, she was calling again and again, but they were busy in their play. Then Mother Jashoda, she was sent, and she started calling Krishna Krishna Arvindaksha. As we sing daily, Venu Kunantam Arvind Dalayataksham. The eyes of Krishna are like the lotus petals. So he calling, Mother Jashoda is calling, as please Krishna, lotus-eyed one, you please come. And as you become a mother, she can tolerate everything but not the hunger of his children. And although they are hungry or not, she will go on giving the food to them. So this is the, because at least it is said that in this material world, all the relations are based on swartha or selfish motive. At least mother's love is to some extent it without the selfish desire. In this way, Mother Jashoda called, and then he is calling in the next verse, Hey Ram, I remember in London, one Satyamitranand Giri, he was a disciple of Karpatri Maharaj and very big in Vishwa Hindu Parishad. He came to Srila Prabhupada and he said, in your Mahamantra, this Ram does not mean Dashrathi Ram, the son of Dashrath. Prabhupada said, no, Ram means Dashrathi Ram also, Ram means Balaram also. In fact, Ram is Ramante Yogi Satyanande. One who is yogis, they are enjoying. One who gives the pleasure, whether it is Dashrathi Ram or Lord Balaram, they are the same thing. Then he said, you are doing such a great work, why can't we work together? So Srila Prabhupada said, how we can work together? We say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you say you are God. So he said, Panchopasana is there in our scripture. Prabhupada said, yes, it is there. But Krishna is saying Mamekam. He does not recommend that. So then he said, if you Swami Karpatriji will counteract your arguments. Sri Prabhupada said, I offer my respect to Swami Karpatriji, but nobody can counteract, nobody can refute, because it's not my argument, it's Krishna's argument. Then this way, at least you understand, and he said, that, okay, we appreciate your work, Western countries. So this Ram is mainly one who is giving relishing. And then the word is used, Kulanandana. All the desire of parents are that their progeny or their children should increase the name of their family. Nobody wants, it's a proverb that Poot Kapoot means if your son is not a worthy son, then still you should not accumulate wealth. And if it is worthy son, Poot Sapoot, so also you should not accumulate, because if he is able, he will be able to get the money from them. And again, also word that mother, as I mentioned, is the son may be unqualified, but mother is never kumata. There is a small story, I won't go into detail, that one lady asked the person that, if you love me, bring the heart of your mother. And that foolish person, he killed the mother, bring the heart. But still that heart was telling that, no, no, it's no fault of my son. Eh? That is called, mata cannot become kumata. Always well-wishing. So here, as we mentioned, that although Nanda Maharaj was waiting for him, Vrajadipa, king of Vraj, he was having, how he became Vrajadipa? Having so many millions of cows, nine. So, opulent, it's called, if you go to Nandagram, it's called Khirak. In Braj Bhasha, his Goshala is called Khirak. So still Nanda Khirak is there at the back side of the temple. So just by cow protection, we can become so opulent. Krishi Raksha and Vanijya, that's a karma or prescribed duties of the Vaishyas. So again, when we respect the prasadam, so eating is very scientific. All those bodily demands, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But when the devotees, they sit together and respect prasadam. Srila Prabhupada, many times he will respect the prasadam with the devotees. Chaturvidashi Bhagavat Prasad. Devotees, sometimes they go to the Govindas. But there is no relishing. When you relish the prasadam with devotees, you also become so joyful. So, because Yajna Shishtasana Muchyanti Sarva Kilbisha, if we take the remnants of Yajna, then we can become free from all kinds of sinful activities. Because brain, it's scientifically proved also that brain tissues are formed from what you eat. Again, it says, Jaisa khao annu, vaisa bane man. So, if we are Sangat Sanjayate Kama, if we are affected with the mode of ignorance, then we cannot claim, oh, I am spiritual, I do all things, I can control myself, but no. If we are affected with the disease, say jaundice, we cannot have malaria. So if we are affected with the mode of ignorance, then we will also, Pitrinyandi, Pitrivrata, we will worship ghost and all these things. So, always the priyam, as you mentioned the word priyam, that you give pleasure to your parents. So please, you come and Nanda Maharaj is waiting for you. And so grahan yatu balaka. On the one hand, she is calling Krishna and Balaram, but she knew that they are not going to leave until unless their companion go. So she is also asking, go to your own. Your parents are also, why? They won't leave the play. So they say, your parents are also waiting for you. So generally it was very custom to respect prasadam along with the family members. So that at the time of, say, during prasadam, we become more intimate. Dadati pratigranati guhyam akhyayati prachyati bhungte bhoyate chaiva shadvidi priti laksha. So where there is a loving exchange, these six activities, and Prabhupada mentioned there that our ISKCON is also performing these six activities, which is helpful to increase the loving exchange between himself. Again in the purport, in the last, Prabhupada mentions that although the Krishna and Balaram, they were mentioned, next verse it is mentioned that you come, your body has become covered with the dust, take bath, and today is Janmaksham, means nakshatra is very auspicious, you should give some charity. So this is the Vedic custom. So we always try to connect every activities to Krishna, and that becomes the perfection of life. So I think time is, any question or comments from?
Please. Yeah, such a serious subject matter is Srimad Bhagavatam, to discussing how the mother is calling for Krishna Balaram, come home, eat your lunch, and the boys should go do their lunch, you have to eat, Nanda Maharaj waiting for you. It kind of brings in a more personal aspect of the Absolute, you know, instead of just thinking some great power or void up in the sky, it brings Krishna down to a real personal level, in the sense that he's exhibiting this, like, a common, also exhibiting the godly qualities as well, so it is more of a comment, appreciating how Bhagavatam, even though it's such a serious philosophical text, discussing such very human activities.
Actually, Bhagavatam covers all types of activities of human society. And that's why it's a Pramana Amalam, Amal Puran. So understand to Krishna, it's Krishna's personal form also. That is, first we should try to know the Krishna of Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna of Dwarka, and then we can understand the Krishna of Vrindavan. Of course, it's a person, and there will be argument between the impersonalist and personalist. But to reach that level, that although it's a Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Padanti Tattva Vidas Tattvam, is having all the three aspects. But once, as you go near, then you will realize the personal aspect of Krishna. So it is a difficult matter. That's why sometimes Mayavadi say that how it's so easy that you can get liberation just from studying the pastimes of Krishna, for which we are trying so hard. So Krishna is absolute, and he also, whether it's a personal form or impersonal form, but to give the pleasure, he comes to that state of Vrindavan.
But also we should remember that Krishna of Vrindavan and Krishna of Mathura and Krishna of Dwarka, same Krishna, he is in a different mood, in different relationship.
They are not Krishna. Krishna is Narasimha Dev is not Krishna. I understand he is like that. So if the surrender to say Bali Maharakashari
or Vaman Maharaj. Lord Vaman.
Yeah, Vaman Dev or any other extension of Krishna, they will not be liberated from this material world.
No, they will be liberated from this material world because all Vishnu Tattvas and Krishnas, as you said, Nrisimhadev is not Krishna, Krishna is Nrisimhadev.
So again the question comes quality wise, the guna and this thing is two different things. Krishna's guna and what is that called? 14 kala.
Shodash kala.
Anybody else?
16 kala.
Only 16 kala, Balram ji and Krishna ji. 16 kala and 64 guns. So that is the difference. Thing. So do they really taking us back to God?
I think they are taking us away to go to Godhead. Because for Krishna, there is no difference. So all Vishnu Tattva can take us to it. Even during Lord Chaitanya's time, Murari Gupta and all these, they are worshipping Lord Ramchandra. Yes, Maharaj.
All the different incarnations, they have their spiritual planet in the spiritual sky.
They'll go to their friends.
This is the same, but you have the process is the same. The only difference is that our process is more of Madhurya.
Aishwarya, opulence.
They go to Vaikuntha.
And candle power is same. Yata deep archrev, Dashantra Vete. Anyone? Okay. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki.